This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Let's talk today about what I found a really entertaining article from The Atlantic. It has the headline, "Why Audiences Hate Hard News and Love Pretending Otherwise." It includes a great line in here, "Ask readers what they want and they'll tell you vegetables. Watch them quietly and they'll mostly eat candy." And I think you've probably found that to be true over the course of your career, haven't you, Lisa?
Yeah. There's always a debate about giving readers what they want versus what they need. But then you hear if it bleeds, it leads. And it's true that things like crime are popular. I found that in working in a newspaper, if you moved the jumble puzzle or the horoscope, you would get millions of calls. But if you... you know, if you dropped a hard news, if you didn't cover something in the major in the news, you'd barely get any reaction. So, so it didn't surprise me.
Working in commercial radio years ago in Elgin, what I found really interesting was the number of responses you would get if you messed up something with an obituary. A hard news story, you could mess something up and barely hear anything about it. But for some reason, radio obituaries really would get the audience riled up if you got something wrong or you forgot to read someone's obit or something. It was weird, the things that would get the audience worked up.
Right. Well, they're personally invested in that obituary, so they are looking for, you know, information. And if you get something wrong, they're going to make sure you know about it.
But they should be personally invested in a hard news story, too, about something that happens at City Hall, don't you think?
Well, they should be, but the reality is that they're not. And it ends up being the reporters who they task to be the ones invested in it for them. I think that's what we end up doing. We end up being those watchdogs for them. They expect us to do our jobs, but they don't necessarily participate or even look into our information half of the time. But that's what's happening, is that they want a distraction. And I think that's why they are clicking around and reading those stories that don't necessarily have any relevance to their lives. They just want a distraction from every day, you know, 24/7.
And you say clicking around, and it's true today with the internet.
Yeah.
People just jumping around looking at different sites. But as I said, this was years ago in Elgin, and I think you saw the same thing. It's been this way for a long time, maybe forever, that while people maybe recognize the value of hard news, they don't necessarily want to be bothered with it much.
Yeah, what I really liked from this article was the insights that the author had, Derek Thompson. He said that, you know, when we're tired, we like old songs. When we're sad, we like ice cream. So, you know, we want something that's familiar if we're stressed. And new information can be challenging to digest. And that's why listicles are popular, so-called lists, things that are easily digestible. And so I thought that was interesting. He's not just saying, you know, people are stupid or whatever. Mm-hmm. They just are stressed out. So, but I thought it was also interesting that if you survey them and ask them what they want, they'll say, oh, we want national news or world news. And they kind of put the softer stuff lower down on their preferences, but what they're really it doesn't jibe with their behavior.
I just want to say, when I'm happy, I also like ice cream. It doesn't matter if I'm sad or happy. I'll go for some ice cream just about any time.
Right, Rich. Well, I'll pose the question to you. Knowing what people click on your website, would that end up getting you to go in one direction versus the other? Would you be more likely to use that link bait?
I don't think so. I might be more likely now, for example, to post crime stories because I see a lot of interest in those, whereas in the past we might do a quick story on the air and not post the story to the web. Mm-hmm. But because those type of stories seem to generate a lot of web traffic, not only will we do the quick radio story, but we'll post a short story to the website too. There just seems to be an interest in that.
Right.
But I wouldn't start gearing the entire news organization towards crime stories. I think there are more important things to report on.
But you're a public radio station. I wonder if a commercial station would respond more to those kinds of ratings or, you know, that kind of feedback, with one with more commercial pressures to build up that audience.
I would argue that people accuse commercial television, probably commercial radio as well, of doing those things. And I tell you what, the more I look around on websites, news websites, I do see a lot of sensationalized stories on there. So, and I do know that metrics are, very important to those stations. They want to be able to show their advertisers that, yes, not only people are watching our shows on TV, but they're also visiting our website. The more web traffic you get, you know, you're able to sell the ads on that website for more money. So I do get concerned about those kinds of things and these kinds of surveys, because it is showing that people are more likely to visit the more sensationalized story than the hard news that is maybe important to their lives.
I just think people use the internet differently to in terms of reading stories. With a newspaper, you might sit down and go through an entire long story. Most people don't read online that way. They need it broken up a little bit, a lot of photos. We actually did that with a story this week on planes, trains, and automobiles. Instead of writing a long bit of text, we put a lot of photos in there and kept the text fairly short. Now, this is a pretty lighthearted story, too. It's not serious news like some of the things we were just discussing, but that seems to be the type of story, maybe a style online that's more visually appealing and more likely to get your audience to stick around and click through rather than just scrolling through a bunch of text.
Right. I like that idea that, our internet audiences are different and they're looking for different things. It's not necessarily that they don't care, but maybe when they're at home or they're at work during their lunch break, they don't want to have to read about Afghanistan or Iraq.
All right. With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.